Hey, folks, I figured I'd throw out a podcast because I'm laughing my ass off. So one of the things one of my friends said is, was the bartender then acting with you when she was so sweet and kind to you and paid extra attention to you and, you know, took all your gifts and your food and, you know, bragging about you and tell people about the podcast and all this kind of shit? Was she acting then, or is she acting now with her family and, you know, all the lies she's spewing out of her? And I said, that's a good question. So I think the Academy Award for Best Actress in a Dramedy is The Bartender. Yeah! Okay. So I know the mean girls would love that. But yeah, that is a very good question. You know, which is real? Like, that's the whole issue I had was, I didn't know what was real and what wasn't with her sometimes, you know. I was consistent, and, you know, I only was wishy-washy when she was wishy-washy. So, with that, I think that we should have a, her and I should get together and start a game show. And, you know, we can have people win. Well, she can make them a drink if they win. And then I can not give them a fucking thing because I'm done with that. I do love and care about her, but she's kind of special. I mean, the more I think about, it's a dramedy. It is a comedy and a dramedy and a drama. It's really just juvenile shit. It really is. That's why I'm trying to make fun of it. I'm just like, this is, you know, at the end of the day, we're never going to hook up, especially after this. Watch us get married. It's going to be fucking crazy. That would be, yeah, honey, I love your craziness and you love mine. So what the fuck? Oh, my God. So here, I know the mean girls would love this. All right. So I really think, seriously, no joking aside. Yeah, joking aside. That we should start, I mean, the bartender and I should start like a fucking, like she likes attention. She obviously loves attention, you know. So, and I do too. Yeah. I do too. Not like she does. She likes attention in a different way than I do. But anyway, I think that we should start a game show, and that you know, there can be prizes and stuff if people guess what's true and what isn't true, and then we could show video clips from inside the bar showing whether or not it was true or not true, and then. And then we can have, like, door prizes. We can have, she makes a mean Jameson drink. So she can do that, my favorite drink that she used to make for me. She can make that. Or we could play the game of, is this poison or is this just a regular drink? are you lying? Are you telling the truth? Are you real or are you fake? We can do that. Yeah, we can play. Are you breadcrumbing me? Are you really liking me? Yeah, we can do that. We could play that game. It would kind of be like Jerry Springer show. What's that fucking truth or lie? What's behind door number 3? Oh my God. So yeah, we could do that. Like, look, and I'm only kidding. She can shop wherever she wants. I don't give a shit. I shop at her sister's store almost every day. I go and get my fucking lunch in the morning, and then sometimes I stop to get something for dinner or get the dogs their shit, or if not, I go to shop. It's funny because I work in a fucking grocery store, for fuck's sake. And do you know how expensive it is where I work? It's absolutely ridiculous that unless something's on sale, I cannot go home and buy shit from there. I was looking at some of the prices of some of the fucking shit, and I'm like, this is crazy. They just went up overnight a dollar for some of the inventory that was just yesterday, you know, a dollar less. And I was like, what the? Eggs! $7.99 for fucking eggs. Serious? You know what? It's probably the best thing ever, because now I'll stop eating eggs every fucking morning, and toast, and bacon, and potatoes and shit, and that'll be a treat. Meanwhile, I'll nibble on some fucking carpet because I can't afford to... No, just kidding. I'm going to start... Actually, I did good today. I ate strawberries, and I have some more strawberries left. I did eat McDonald's, that's right. But I had to be at work by 8 o'clock in the fucking morning, man. So, I'm not even... Like, I have to eat at work because my stomach isn't awake yet. I'm sorry. I'm just like, no, can't do this, nah. And then, of course, McDonald's. You eat McDonald's, and 5 minutes later, I crap my brains out. And then, of course, I had fried food. Like, I ordered one of those chicken tender fucking platters with onion rings and fucking mozzarella sticks and all that shit. And I ate half of it and was on a shitter 3 times after the fact. And I gave it away to some other workers and said, here, have this fucking shit, because it's actually shit for me. It's making me shit. So, I'm doing good. I'm fine. I'll live. But I'm going to try and eat cereal. I made me some fucking porterhouse steaks. I got another porterhouse steak and broccoli for tomorrow, so I don't have to cook, because I'm going to be running around looking for sex toys for Kelly for her birthday. Nice little whip. Now, I don't know what I'm going to buy. I mean, I do, but it's whether or not I can find what I'm specifically looking for. The biggest butt plug in America. No, just kidding. some beads for her ass. No, just kidding. and Gary's ass, too, if he wants some. I don't know, Deb. You got to talk to me about, you know, what you guys like in the bedroom there. But come here, baby. Want to come over here, mama? Oh, my God. I just had to work on the computer with a bunch of shit. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? This is not what I feel like doing when I come home from work. Is work, you know. But at least I got the shit done. And it's like 8:30 at night, literally. It's like unreal. Look out, Muff. Come here. Come here, mama. I'm putting a blanket together for you, mama. Come here, mama. And it just came out of the dryer. It's nice and warm. Come on, boo-boo. Come here, baby. Come here. Hey, look, you know, I'm hurt and everything by the bartender situation. But, you know, at the end of the day, realistically, it doesn't matter. I'm just talking about the bartender on his fucking show because I have nothing else to talk about. The Mean Girls, I could talk about them, but... Yeah, they were joking around with the bartender. Where did they go? Red Robin. Glad I wasn't invited because I was working, but I don't like Red Robin. Good luck with that. I hope you guys survive that. I don't know. But I heard the bartender makes good margaritas or whatever, so good for you guys that you had a good time out. Oh, yeah, boy. I had to drink something. I was going to say, at the end of the day, it's all just childish bullshit, really. I mean, you can, whatever you feel like doing, just fucking go with it. You know, if you were acting, this is how I feel. If people were acting before and breadcrumbing me and then acting now that they don't care about me or whatever, then either way, you're acting. You're not being real. Which is the real you and which was the fake you? And if it's both the real you, then, you know, I don't know. Maybe see a doctor about having kind of like some multiple personality disorder or whatever. I don't know, because that's just, you know. And then, you know, if that's what somebody is, then it's understandable why... things didn't work out the way I was hoping they would, because I was being saved from a situation that wasn't healthy, you know, for me. So
at the end of the day, it's like live and let live, let people talk, whatever they're going to talk. Because they're going to talk anyway. You know, I mean, I talk. I talk shit, diarrhea. The mean girls talk shit and diarrhea. Everybody talks shit. What the fuck? But I'm not going to, you know, look. I'm not vilifying her, but I'm looking at this situation with realistic eyes to the fact that, you know, there's so many things that she is doing now. And like I said, when people show you who they are, whether you like it or not, how much you love them, care about them, you got to believe them, you know. And unfortunately, I don't know what to believe, and it has been a confused state for a while with me. So I don't even, the fact that nothing's going to happen between us doesn't confuse me anymore. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, hey, look, what comes from her comes from her. What comes from me, and we're all responsible for what we, you know, do. So anyway, Tracy. I guess she's the new member of the Mean Girls. I don't know if Tracy has it in her to be mean, really. But she was pretty mean on Facebook when she said, "You talk about the bartender a lot on your podcast." Believe me, you. The day will come when I don't talk anymore about her. And, you know, I tried to, I would like for the bartender, if she's going to listen to my podcast, to pay for a subscription. because it's only fair. Not just fucking with you guys. So, Tracy. How long... well, I don't even know. Like, is there an initiation process in being a mean girl? Because I don't know. I feel like this whole secret meeting they had at... It wasn't secret. It was on Facebook at fucking Red Robin. There was some things going on, like, and then here, it's just weird how they hooked up with a bartender, like got real friendly with a bartender. And I don't know whether to believe whether that was a legit situation or just all in their head, like a delusion ship. Kind of like what I had with the bartender, apparently. So, look, truly, like Dan and I were talking about it, too. Seriously, yeah, she was pretty ticked off about me thinking that she was breadcrumbing me. And after that is when the shit show began, for real. But that's the indicative of somebody who can't handle their emotions, doesn't know how to... And I'm not making fun of that. It's really a difficult thing for her. It really is. I don't want to... I'm joking, but I'm only trying to make light of a situation that... In the end, when I die, it's not going to matter. Is it going to matter in 5 years? Nope. Not at all. You know? God knows where I'll be in 5 years. Probably 10 feet under. With Red Robin burgers on my grave, apparently. And some booze, good margaritas. I don't know, you know. So, I tried to, look, on Spotify, I raised the subscription to $9.99. Because I figured, fuck it, if my enemies are going to listen to my podcast, they better pay for it. And then I thought about it, and I said, oh, wait a minute. I'm free on Pandora, I'm free on Apple, I'm free on some Deezer, I'm free on some of the other sites. So, yeah, so basically they can listen to it for free. My biggest fans are my enemies, FYI. Just want you to know. I've known it for a while now, but, yeah, now it's, you know, I may as well just come clean, to knowing that, my biggest fans are my enemies. They listen to my podcast more than I think Kelly does, you know, and believe me when I tell you, the bartender loved and absolutely loved the attention. And she even mentioned when I subscribed to... She asked me to subscribe to her YouTube channel. And I was absolutely supportive of that. You know, that she saw Audacity and Love and Life and everything. And, you know, so she knew exactly, you know, she knew, you know, she knew. And it's a shame that you can't take the love of somebody and the care and the genuine effort and everything that was behind whatever she wants to call it. It still was, you know, an authentic thing, at least on my side, that you can't take that and say, wow, this person's an awesome fucking person that really cares about me, that's really supportive, or whatever. No. When you can't handle things, people resort to, not just her, people resort to, you know, diving deep into the fucking pond scum of shit, you know, and trying to hurt people because, like I said, hurt people hurt people. She's hurt. I get it. She's hurt, you know, and unfortunately, because she doesn't know how to communicate her feelings or deal with her feelings, you know, she chooses to be kind of like vindictive and revengeful, to somebody who wasn't that way to her, you know, and I was very delicate with her feelings, I think, you know, all along, you know, and maybe perhaps, one day I'm going to look back and realize that everybody else was right and I was wrong, you know. So, and this is really who she is, and it's not a situation of her, you know, not being able to. You guys are being tough. Not being able to handle her feelings or anything, but this is just who she is, and this is how she's going to be for the rest of her life and has been, you know, and. Dummy me for believing she was all these wonderful things, you know. And it's a shame because we go through that in life with people. We meet people. Look, I've met people that I thought were awesome. And they, no one's ever disappointed me as much as the bartender has. Absolutely. Like the scumbag ex that I had to take to court. You know, she was, it was pretty evident from not only when she you know, approached me out of the blue when I was at the college about having a crush on me for 13 years and all that kind of shit. But when she was coming to the house parties and the bullshit that she created with those parties that we had, she was always creating drama, you know, and acting like anything that happened was under her control and her, like, she demanded that, you know, like, we don't smoke, we don't drink, we don't cut, get the fuck, I'm in my own motherfucking house, don't bring your child like we told you, you know what I mean, shit like that, like, just fucking, you know, the world revolved around her and everybody, you know, so I kind of knew what I was getting into when I got into it with her, and then, you know, you immediately, not even 3 months, it was May, I could tell you what date, May 13th, 2013, I got an award for, and I have it up here, criminal justice, exemplary student for criminal justice for keeping a 4.0 or more GPA, and I also got a check, some money. So when I was walking across the parking lot, that's when she's like, oh, there's Sean, you know, the whole fucking thing. And then July 31st, I fucking broke up with her, you know. So that didn't last long, but it seemed fucking like forever. And then what happened afterwards was an absolute vindictive fucking revengeful thing. How dare you break up with me? How dare you throw me out of your house? How dare you? You know, I told her, take my fucking car back. It was in front of Martino's on Brewster and fucking Chestnut. Yeah, I was like, you drive my fucking car back, park it in my fucking parking space, you know, take your shit out of my fucking house, everything. I was like, that's it. And I will drive your sister, you know, I will have your sister drive or whatever your car to here or pick your ass up, whatever, you know, but I'm done. I'm dropping your sister off and you can get the fuck out of my life. Because I'm over your bullshit, really, you know. Yeah. And I was moving her while she was fucking off with my car. Me, her sister, her one of her best friends that fucking he dropped out because he's like, you know what? She ain't even here helping us move her shit. And I'm over it. And her father and her one of her best friends dropped out of moving her out of the house, out of the apartment, the house that I helped get her and pay the fucking deposit down and a first month's rent just to get her out of my fucking house. But in a good way, in a nice way. But here I am moving fucking everything. Me and her sister now are the only ones moving everything. And she had the balls to say, haven't you gotten to bed yet? It's going to rain, blah, blah, blah. Not helping us. She's running around in my car with her fucking son, jerking off here and there. And I hadn't eaten anything all day. She went to Wawa, got herself something, her son something, and her sister something. Didn't even ask me if I wanted anything. And here I am moving her, paying for her first month's rent. And I'm like, not a fucking glass of water, you know? And I'm like, this is fuck. And then when she did that, and she's like, you better hurry up and get the fucking beds and shit. And I was trying to get something to eat because I hadn't eaten all day. And she didn't give a fuck about that. And me and her sister were going, I said, let's go have some dinner. Fuck this shit. I haven't eaten anything all day. I've been moving her shit, you know, all fucking day on top of paying for everything. You know, while she's running around, I'm getting eat. And then she didn't get anything from Wawa. And she even said, that's fucking, it's rude, but that's my sister. She don't give a fuck about the people she's with. She just uses them and whatever. I said, oh no, I got her fucking number. I do. All I want is her to get the fuck out of my house. You know what I mean? So that's why I'm doing this. But I'm getting something to eat. She shows up in front of fucking Martino's with my car, and we're getting out of the fucking, I had my Nissan Frontier. We're getting out of my truck, and we're going in to get something to eat. And she's like, what are you doing? You're getting something to eat. You gotta move the beds. It's gonna rain. Blah, 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 blah. I said, are you fucking kidding me? I haven't eaten anything all fucking day. And on top of on her way there, she was talking to her sister, and I heard her saying shit like, oh, why does she have to eat now? She can eat later. And I'm like, what? Oh, no. You know, so then when she showed up at the fucking front of the restaurant, that was it. I'm fucking done with your ass, you know, and she didn't like that because I fucking yelled at her. I talked to her like she was talking on the phone to her sister that I overheard, you know, like demanding that I get and we get this shit done for her and shit while she's running. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. You're parking my motherfucking car in my driveway. Give me my fucking keys back. Get your shit out of my fucking house. I'm getting your sister to pick you your ass up. You know, I'm going to go let her get the car. Go pick you fucking up. I don't care if her fucking car breaks down on the way the fuck home. I'm done with you. You know what I mean? And that was it. Done. And then don't you know she hit me up? Hit me up for fucking the second month's rent. Because she didn't have enough fucking money. You know? So, at the end of the day, believe me you. When I get done with people, then I will be done. Like, I don't want any fucking thing to do with anybody that fucks with my life, lies about me, lies about what transpired between us, or whatever. You know, when I'm at the end of my road, and then I will be a mean motherfucker. I will. I know. I get there because I have the right to. Because now you done pushed all my buttons, and I'm done. That's it. You done used me, abused me, took advantage of my kindness, my generosity, my love, my caring, trying to, you know, do the right thing. All that gets flushed right down the fucking toilet. And then you see the mean girls come out of me, you know, because I'm done, you know. So, ooh, for Sean Combs' response to... Oh, okay. What? Oh! Sean Diddy Combs responds to raids on properties. Well, you know, don't engage in bullshit, dude. Like, seriously. What the fucking... Well, whatever. Ambush. This unprecedented ambush paired with an advanced, whatever, coordinated media presence leads to a premature rush to judgment of Mr. Combs and is nothing more than a okay. So P. Diddy Jennifer Lopez, you gonna run to his rescue?
Nope.
I got my Ben Affleck.
So anyway, yeah. This shit. All I can think of is thank you God, that I didn't end up in an actual relationship or any kind of a sexual affair or anything like that, where I would, you know, that would be just much harder to have to deal with than just this situation, you know. So, Tracy, one day I'm not going to talk about the bartender, and you're going to miss it. you're going to miss the bartender series. You can listen to it for $9.99 a month. Just on Spotify if you want. Oh my god. And it's like, I'll tell you, all kidding aside though, when the universe, and not to say that this isn't happening for a reason either, sometimes divine timing also means that people fall apart and then come back together again, you know. That I do know, too. I've seen that. But it also is divine timing or divine intervention as far as, like I said, we don't know what's being said behind our backs, but it does end up coming out into the light. And, you know, in unexpected ways. And that sometimes those things are, what saves you from a potentially disastrous situation, you know, and looking at it right now, you know, definitely, feel like I've been blessed and protected once again, from somebody who didn't have good intentions with my life, and good intentions with my good intentions. You know what I mean? So, then more space and time you have away from somebody, the more you give them room to be themselves. And, you know, and they show you who they are in the long run. When you get to look at them through a different lens, a clearer lens, and you get to see that this isn't the person for me. Because, number one, if you have to question whether somebody was real or not when you were being real the whole time, that's a red flag, you know. When you have to then defend yourself against lies, which I'm not defending. I don't give a fuck. I have there's video, like, you know, come on. You know, there's people that watch. There's things that happened, and, you know, that no matter what, it, like I said, what's hidden in the dark comes out in the light. And also, what happened, what the truth is still the truth. No matter how many people believe otherwise, or how much lies are spread, or how the script is twisted, it still remains the truth. So when the time comes for that to be challenged, the truth to be challenged versus a lie, the truth usually wins. Most of the time, it wins, you know? And I've been lucky enough to see that happen, you know? So people have room and space, and what they do with it tells a lot about who they are. Like, I've been reflective, and I was angry initially when I first heard that she lied to her mom and all that kind of shit. You know, but then I stepped back and looked and analyzed the situation and realized the compassion and empathy I should have for her because she's
It's almost like a lost child trying to find herself, trying to deal with her feelings and stuff like that. You know, and then here, space has given me that reflective, inward looking, you know, view of things to say, wow, you know, I was there before. I've been where she's at. I get it. I get it. She's got all kinds of defense mechanisms up because she can't deal with her feelings. And what do? People deflect, you know, gaslight or whatever. So it is what it is. But I will give her an Academy Award the next time I see her in the store, down aisle 9. Just kidding. I think she prefers baking. She likes to bake, so she might be in the baking aisle. I'll give it to her there where she likes, you know, that's the aisle she likes because she likes to bake, you know. Hey, look, I learned a lot about her, whether it's real or fake. I do know that I did the right things. I'm not perfect. I'm sure I fucked up here and there. But for the most part, I had the right intentions in mind, and I tried to do the right things, and I tried to support her every way I can to make her value herself more as a human being and not have to worry about tits and ass as a bartender. And whether or not she takes my advice is on her, you know. But I do think that I will present her with a gold cupcake tray shaped as the Academy Award. I'm just fucking kidding. No, but I really am thinking that we should have a, her and I should form some kind of a show from this and make money off of it. You know, we don't have to be together. Actually, we could battle it out for the rest of our lives and make it money. And make money off of our animosity for each other now. And the mean girls could be, you know, instigating more issues between us. So that the fight goes on forever. And we, you know, we could buy nice big houses for ourselves and cars and everything. And date whoever we want and marry whoever we want. But, you know, just come together once a week as a game show kind of, you know. I don't know what we call that. I don't know. The bartender something. I don't know. The bartender versus the lesbo. I don't know. Like, what the fuck? Bartender versus the bar patron? You know. Yeah, that would be it. You're just another bar patron to me. Well, you're just another bartender to me. That would be the line, you know. That would be the line for the show. You're just another bartender to me, and, you know. And she can say, you're just another bar patron, you know. Yeah. What the fucking... You know what I realize is that my life has been nothing but a dramedy. From the time I was fucking born until now. So, at the end of the day, it's just another day in my fucking life. Yo, I'm out in the parking lot at a store, and somebody goes, hey! Screams out to her husband, that's the girl, the Geiger, from the podcast! And I was like, did I just fucking hear this shit? And then I took off, because I don't want my fans, like, trying to knock me over to get an autograph or anything, but... Their truck was bigger than my fucking truck, so, you know. But, yeah, I was like, what the fuck? And then, of course, look, I don't know if the bartender and her sister realize, and her family and everybody realize how famous they're making me. with all the fucking lies and the bullshit that fucking, they have created behind my back, or believe, and, you know, all the other... people that they've recruited into their idiotic fucking beliefs and shit. Like I said, that fucking thing is, you know, that meme that I put up the other day about fucking, you know, recruiting people to hate other people that never did you wrong. you know. But just because you want to believe whatever they have to say, or that they were wronged by that person, and probably rightfully so, because they probably instigated a situation with that other person, the other person stood up for themselves, you know. Because that's really what the issue is with me. Every time I stand up for myself and say, enough is enough, I've taken your bullshit long enough, and now, surprise, here's Johnny! You get to see the other side of me, you know, because I'm not going to take, I will get, and I have, I think, a lot of patience with people. I will take a lot of shit from people, and then I guess maybe because of that, they get so fucking surprised at seeing the other side of me, that they instigated like hell to leak out, you know. So, yeah. The Kraken! Unleash the Kraken! Hey! Muffin. She was, yeah, Mom, whatever. That's it. I'm done hearing about the bartender, too. Look, I'm telling you right now. Know who's going to be more upset about the bartender series being ending? Is the bartender. Because at the end of the day, I made her famous. Even though nobody knows who she is. But the people that are close to me know who she is. You know. And she knows who she is. She was listening to my podcast. And it was stroking her ego every day. And she was loving it. And as soon as her ego didn't get stroked anymore, she got pissed off and revengeful and vindictive. And is lying about her own feelings. It's not even about her feelings for me. It's about owning your own feelings for somebody. It's about owning your own emotions, you know, and being okay with it, you know. And I hope that one day she does. Not for my sake, but for her sake, you know. Because this, what she's doing right now with lying about what transpired between us, is only, I think she's trying to save face, but she's not. She's actually smashing her face up big time with what she's doing. It's like she's doing it to herself. And I'm just sitting back and allowing her to do whatever she feels she needs to do to deal with a situation that would be much easier to deal with if she just came clean with what really happened between us and how she really feels, you know. But that's it, right? Right, Muffin? But anyway, so Tracy, I don't know if you qualify for a mean girl or not. I mean, that's something that the mean girls have to decide, because I don't want to get in the middle of that shit. But I do like the fact that everybody is massively confused about me and the bartender situation now, because they don't know who to believe and everything. And I quite frankly feel that the bartender and I need to retrieve video from the bar and have a movie night, documentary style, with survey paperwork and, you know, free drinks on the bar. Just whoever wins, the truth versus a lie gets free drinks for 3 hours at the bar or something like that. I don't know, you know. Anyway, I got to get going. I'll talk to you guys later, man.